Warhammer of ISBGN, hosting to Urban Radio.
Hey, this is Aspern from ForbiddenNinja.com.
Hi, this is Zach from UTForums.com.
This is Apex Twin from GameAvens.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is MungoZen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Gleam from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is The Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Hey, greetings and welcome to the Monday edition of Urban Radio right here on Radio ITG. We have a lot of information to get to today, including a look back on the release of Urban Terror 3.4 and what's to come in the future, and we'll do that and a whole lot more when we return.
You've been found till I put you in the ground.
Man down!
Your team will be target practice, and for you I will not miss.
Oh, I'm in it!
You will fear my aim, and you'll remember the game, Urban Terror.
Hey, hey, once again, welcome to Urban Radio. This is the Oz Man Cometh edition. I am back, and before we get started on this week's show, there's a few announcements I'd like to make. First off, as you can tell, Urban Radio does have a new home right here on Radio ITG. That stands for Inside the Game, and that is where I take you each and every week inside Urban Terror. And we're actually not new. We've been covering the mod since December 2001 when we held a release party for the winner of our level design contest for Urban Terror. Probably not too many people remember that. I do believe I still have that available for download. That's how old this is. And since that time, the show's really been the only mainstay inside the Urban Terror community. And as one of the developers for Silicon Ice, I feel I have some information and knowledge that not many in the community are privy to, hence the reasoning behind the show. This also gives the development team another outlet to deliver their information to the gaming community. As we had a few weeks ago, we usually host a release party for all the Urban Terror releases. Depending on the schedule of the team members, those of us here on Silicon Ice, sometimes we end up having a co-host. I know Blade Killer has come on a few times. We spoke with a couple other people throughout the community at times. Invis has been a co-host as well. So why Radio ITG? Well, after taking some time off from hosting Urban Radio and shoutcasting Urban Terror matches, predominantly for clan base, and I got to tell you, I love that league. I sort of decided to get back into providing this service to the community, and Radio ITG has given me that opportunity as I come on board as a director of public relations, working with some really great people such as Blanks, DJ Wheat, and Trillion, along with others who I've associated myself with past few years. Little known fact, Blanks was actually the one who got me started on shoutcasting, as he had a smaller Radio ITG program, and Blanks gave me the chance to do my weekly 80s radio show, which I called Radio Oz. And you know, to be honest with you, I was actually pretty frightened of the mic, and I rarely spoke, but I played every 80s request I got. So that's basically how I got started in this. And soon after that, I got the idea to host the weekly gaming show centered around Urban Terror, and it came to be known as Urban Radio, and it's been going strong since, as I said, 2001. Some background here. I've been involved in covering some great events, such as QuakeCon 2002 in Dallas, Texas. I cover the IGL Winterland 2003 in Boston with DJ Wheat and Blanks. And I was also in attendance at the 2003 WCG U.S. Finals in Los Angeles. I've covered games from Urban Terror to Quake 3, Medal of Honor, Call of Duty, Raven Shield, FIFA Soccer 2003, and yes, Wax Stevens, even Age of Mythology. And you know what? Do not ask me to shoutcast that crap again, because you know what? It's like watching paint dry, I tell you. Looking forward to bringing my experience, my knowledge of gaming and public relations to Radio ITG. Hopefully those who tune in to Urban Radio will do the same and support Radio ITG. With that said, it's time to pay a few bills, and when we come back, we'll drop into the Urban Radio server, hand out the IP and the information, and get going on the show. It's Oswald, and you're tuned in to Urban Radio right here on Radio ITG.
Tune in, listen, play. Radio ITG. Okay, so we all piled into the company kitchen and cooked up theory that every radio station that could possibly be successful had already been created. This theory held true for approximately 27 minutes until it was shot down by 13-year-old Jimmy Smith.
I just thought it sounded pretty dumb.
It sounded pretty dumb. So we decided to assemble a new station focused on games, gamers, gaming, gaming, and gaming.
You said gaming three.
Hey, shut the hell up. Tune in, listen, and play with Radio ITG. We go inside the game to provide you with live sports coverage. You wanted it. You got it. A gaming station devoted to, well, games. So keep it here.
You guys are doofheads.
Now everybody, have you heard? If you're in the game, then the stroke's the word. Don't take no rhythm, don't take no style. Got a thirst for killing. First you try to bend me and make my backbone slide, but when you find you bled me, skip on by, keep on.
Stop it,
give me the business of the night.
Shoot! Shoot!
And welcome back. It's Oswald here. Urban Radio, Radio ITG. That's where you're tuned in to www.radioitg.com. You can go there, check out all the fine happenings we have over here at Radio ITG. Quake 3, Enemy Territory, a little StarCraft just before he got on here with Wax Stevens. And I see them in there making fun of all my picture taking. And yes, I did have like 40 pages of pictures of Wax Stevens casting as he usually does. Wack, we love you. You know, I'm just joshing with you. Anyways, we are back. And each and every week, actually, I should say each and every week we cast, we like to sort of pay tribute to a server in the Urban Terror community. It began with Blake Killer offering up her server, which was in Canada, and that was the official Siliconized Development server. But since then, we decided to branch out and give the community servers a chance to be pimped during Urban Radio. This week, as we get back into the show, we're going to feature Hottie's Sixth Floor Hideaway as the Urban Radio server. This server chosen because I own it, and along with Hot Lips of Clan 6, the admin, the server. Okay, so she does all the admining, I do all the banning. How's that? Ban first, ask questions later. So I'm more like the server Nazi, taking a page from the hat I wear as a forum Nazi, or the soup Nazi for you Seinfeld fans. My motto, as I said, ban first, ask questions later. Ass hats need not join, you will be run off. Server IP is 168.75.196.29. It is standard port, and we are playing CTF using Urban Terror 3.4. Server support 16 public clients, along with 4 private slots. If you want to join up, fire up Urban Terror right now, your favorite game browser, and join in the Frag Fest, as we will check in on that later here in the program. What else do we have for you? For those of you who might be new to Urban Radio and the mod, and I'm only doing this, and I think I will get to that here in a few minutes, sorry. For those of you new to Urban Radio and the mod, this is a realism-based mod for Quake 3. Mod was originally released back in 2000 at QuakeCon 2000, and since that time, the development team decided to take on a name, that name being Siliconized Development, and since the year 2000, we have been working with the community to continue the terror. As we posted last month, the development team has also made a decision to port Urban Terror to Enemy Territory. Now, some might question why we make the jump to Enemy Territory, but the developers, from our standpoint, the developer standpoint, it's a win-win situation. First off, Enemy Territory, created by Splash Damage, is the same team who did create Quake 3 Fortress, and this is a team that we're very close to thanks to the years we've spent together at events like QuakeCon and E3. For those of you who live in SoCal or know anything about gaming online, then you know E3 is like the place to be every year. So we feel we have a good working relationship with them. Second, Enemy Territory, built using the Return to Castle Wolfenstein game, which is based around, wow, look at that, Quake 3 engine. So our engine, an engine our development team is very familiar with, and even now, the first early alphas we have that we've been testing internally, the mod team's doing some very amazing things, especially when it comes to the size of maps. And just a couple of weeks ago, I downloaded a demo map that was, I believe, and Blade Killer, correct me if I'm wrong, 32,000 units by 64,000 units in size. So you guys do the math. For those of you who know how to fire up GTK Radiant, go in there and make a box that big, and you're going to see it's one friggin' big box. But, of course, we did more than a box, because if we put a box inside a box, you'd have Action Quake. No, wait, you'd have Counter-Strike. No, wait, you wouldn't have Urban Terror. It was, I don't have any pictures of it, but it was basically just mountains and valleys and hills and things, and take my word for it, it was huge. But that is something we're working on later on. Like I said, we're just having fun with the editors and some of the new things we can do with Enemy Territory that we couldn't do with straight Quake 3. Sid's also looking forward to taking full advantage of what we call the ET engine. Thank you, Blade. Slap me now for that. She's sending me a private message here. Oh, well. I love you, Blade, but anyways. Actually, I love Hot Lips. Blade's cool, though. One feature the gamers should see an improvement in are going to be the character animations, and an improvement in the FPS. We've taken on a new animator. His name's CG Monkey. Some of you might have seen his work posted on UrbanTerror.net when we did our ET diaries. I think I'll touch on that here a little bit more in the show. As we know, FPS is one of the main concerns with any game. Urban Terry is no different. Depending on who you ask, some will say that the FPS has gone down quite a bit. Some of you running that old Voodoo 2 card in SLI mode, you know what? Upgrade. For those of you running a 32 meg graphic card, well, you know what? I was doing that on my laptop, and it was pushing. I only had a 900 meg processor and 32 megabyte graphic card, and you know what? It really pushed to get about 15 FPS, and Hot Lips can vouch for that, as I was playing on my laptop every time I was up here at home. So FPS, one of the big concerns. Don't expect miracles, like I said, if your hardware is complete crap. So you may have to upgrade. I'm not saying that is the case, but I mean, most everybody these days is running at least a 64 meg video card, I would hope. But, you know, we are doing what we can on our end to make the FPS as high as possible so it does not detract from your game. Lastly, Urban Territory does give us an unlimited source of gamers, being its freely distributed game via the internet. Now, this is a big advantage as we see it. Gamers do not need to spend a penny purchasing any other game in order to play Urban Terror, unlike the Quake 3 version. So that's probably the biggest thing right there. I mean, people are going to get to play Urban Terror, and yes, I'm getting messages here from the Mac crowd already saying, well, what about Urban Terror on the Macintosh for ET? Right now, we really haven't, there's still no word on that. As many of you may or may not know, Enemy Territory does not work using QVMs or VM files. They use DLLs, and DLLs are native to Windows and Linux machines, and VMs are what the Mac gamers use. So right now, there is no Mac port over to Enemy Territory, but you know what? There might be. I don't know. Right now, we still have no comment on the Mac support. That, as we see it, is really the only drawback, and one we are trying to overcome. As we said, right now, it remains unresolved. Now, before I see all the negative comments and slanderous comments about the Mac users, let me say this, that we do want to give all gamers a chance to play Urban Terror. The Mac community we have right now that follows and supports Urban Terror is very strong. These gamers have gone through a lot, but for the most part, they have stuck around with the mod through thick and thin. And even from the beginning, they had their share of problems. So we really don't want to lose a vital part of our community. But, you know, we will do what we do, and hopefully they'll be able to continue on playing Urban Terror on Enemy Territory. And by using Enemy Territory, Sid will continue to keep quality product available to the gaming community. And with any luck, many who have supported us on the Quake 3 side will decide to follow us when we release Urban Territory. Did I say Urban Territory? I meant Urban Terror for Enemy Territory. As I saw somebody actually write Urban Territory, and look at that. Now you got me saying it. You know what? That's not right, because I don't want it to be called Urban Territory. Although that's not a bad name, is it? Yes, there is a, I see Queen Bee from Sid. Triad also spammed the IP for the Urban Radio server. That is Hottie's 6th floor Urban Hideaway, 168.75.196.28. And if you want to stop by, go ahead. I don't know how full it is here. I'll have to pop open my browser and check, but I would assume it's probably full here. As I open the all-seeing, I click on the server, and don't do that. Refresh. Well, join the server. There are slots open, so go ahead. As I said, Urban Radio server, Hottie's 6th floor Urban Hideaway, 168.75.196.29. Sort of got a bit sidetracked here. But as I said, going to the Enemy Territory, what we're going to call the Enemy Territory engine, is sort of the next step that we as a development team need to take as we look towards the future and what it may hold for us. When we come back, we're going to pay out some props and take a look at how 3.4 fared to the previous releases and check out some of the goings on here in the community. It's Oswald. You're tuned in to Urban Radio right here on Radio ITG. G.
4 out of 5 dentists agree that listening to Radio ITG has absolutely no positive effect on your teeth.
Apparently, the odds are 1 in 5 that your teeth are actually getting whiter at this very moment.
You can thank us later. This is the new Radio ITG.
And it's Oswald once again. I do want to take a minute to talk about Play Dedicated. I've never had any desire to be a server admin. Then I made mention of wanting to host a server for Urban Terror, and I was approached by a few different hosting sites. Play Dedicated, well, they fit the bill. They had all the tools I needed, along with support and price that made it worth my time and money to host Hottie's 6th floor hideaway. It's an Urban Terror 3.4 CTF server. For more information and pricing, visit playdedicated.com or contact Ryan on IRC at #IXER0 on ITG. For more information on my server, go to the6floor.com and click on server. We'll be right back. Yeah.
I am poison, crazy, lush. Build these hands to lift me up. We are servants of a formulaic ways. I'm screaming daisies from 14 miles away. I've got my own time. Got it all today, mate. I'm your mind. Need some help.
Welcome back to Urban Radio. It's Oswald right here, Radio ITG, Urban Terror 3-4. God, I don't want to talk about this because it makes me look like an ass. But anyways, we will. Urban Terror 3.4 was touted as the final release for Quake 3 Arena. Well, guess what? You know the old adage, if at first you don't succeed, try again. Well, that's what Sid just did. And a couple weeks ago on a Friday, we did release 3.4. And as many of you already know, 3.4 is not going to be the final release. And I have been banned from saying final release ever again by those on the development team. Isn't that right, Blade Killer? Sort of an ongoing team joke. Anyways, as usual, we released the upgrade as a patch. It was 12 megabytes. It was a zip file, and we did release an installer. This is the first installer we've actually released since 3.0, and I do want to say thanks a million to Aphex Twin for his time and effort in creating the installer. Unfortunately, we had a bit of a mishap, and some of the files were unintentionally left out of the full installer. The level Campus by Dick Dastardly and the 3.3 pack file were MIA. I guess I, like the rest of the team who tested the installer, are at fault for not actually checking all of that. But why point fingers? I can hear the FTP swearing at me now because it was 400-plus megabytes in size, and we'll have to do it all over again. But I do think we're fortunate since most of the gamers who downloaded 3.4 only needed it to download the upgrade since they already had 3.3. And for those who did not upgrade, well, the problem was pretty easily resolved by downloading 3.3 from UrbanTerror.net, so all was not lost. Many people always approaching us, criticizing us. How could this happen? How do you miss that? Didn't anyone test this feature? The answer to all these questions are yes, yes, and we did test and check, but as prone to happen, things slip by. We have no one to blame but ourselves. As I said, why lay blame? The problem is being resolved, and you will have another release. One of the other problems that ended up having, that was being internal, was a missing skybox in the map UT Sanctuary by Barbecue. As I understand it, it was not actually the final version of Sanctuary that was uploaded. And like I said, occasionally these things happen when you don't have person-to-person contact on a regular basis. Somebody like an id Software who's all in the same building, or Splash Damage who's all in the same building. Here we are, we're in the United States, we're in Sweden, we're in Australia. I think that's where CG Monkey is, Sweden. Canada, Australia, before Density was in New Zealand. So, I mean, we're worldwide here. This IRC is our primary means of communication. So sometimes things get crossed, signals get crossed, and you know what? Poop happens. Anyway, Sanctuary, as I said, was not the final version, and Blade Killer, Barbecue have already worked out the shader issue, and it seems that Blade Killer had to comment out a portion of the shader in order to get another map, I believe that UT Casa, to work. So Barbecue sort of left high and dry there, and depending on who you ask, level designers should be writing their own shaders, even if it is a shader similar to one in another map. Call it something different. Make it your own shader. That way you don't have problems like this. And this, like I said, could prevent other issues from popping up later on down the lines, especially in community levels. Because you see things like this happen more often in community levels than you do in levels that we continue to release. But, you know, like I said, poop happens. It happens. And, oh, well, we fixed it. We will release a new version. Some admins and clients alike commented on server issues that it would restart a level after the completion of that same level. This is something that could have been resolved if admins would have read the readme.txt file, which included some new server CVARs that must be included in their server config. If those CVARs were left out unintentionally, then issues would ensue. And who said the readme.txt files are not useful, huh? Okay, maybe I'll take some of the blame for not putting that on the website either, but there is useful information in there, and I know you guys hear me preach about this all the time. Oh, RTFM, read the manual, read the fact. Oswald, you're always on that, drop it. Well, you know what? The documents are created, and they do serve a useful purpose, but like I said, maybe some of the communication we had with the community was a bit lacking, per se. I don't know. But nonetheless, it seems most everybody has gotten through those problems. And servers are running, for the most part, really good. If you have any issues running a server, I know Meth hit me here with a PM asking if I was going to talk about servers for ET. Not really. But if you guys have any issues out there, just, you know, PM me, let me know, and I'll see if there's any way we can resolve them. Quick shout out here from a long time Urban Terrorist, Thumber, Clan HV, House Valhalla, housevalhalla.dk. Go there, check them. They have a new homepage along with the new Urban Terror movie. I know many of you gamers out there want movies, Urban Terror movies, one of the best ever that I've seen, and I'll still swear by it. Bulletproof 2, one of the coolest damn movies for Urban Terror. But go ahead, check out housevalhalla.dk, Thumber and the guys over at House Valhalla. Check out their movie and give me some feedback on that. Tell me how it is. I am checking out the Urban Radio server, and right now it is a full house, but we will be dropping in here just after the next break. A lot of Europeans on there right now. We see Twin Duck from House Valhalla on there. Who else do we see? Tios from C54, another longtime Urban Terror clan. Schminky Boy, a local guy on there. After the Nightmare from Clan E Now. Banana. Unnamed Player. You got to love Unnamed Player. Lancer. Who else? Jela D. Faith. Met Faith before. He's hanging on the server. So, and I got to admit, here's one of the coolest names for Urban Terror clan. Trigger, Happy, Chill is MC Techo Cries. So there's just a few gamers on the Urban Radio server right now. So stand in line. Maybe you will get on. What else do we have? Take a quick break here and just go with what I know. If you have anything you want said here on the radio or anything you think is going to be useful here in the radio show, feel free to send me a private message and I'll see what I can do. Some people ask me why Urban Radio today, why not on Fridays? Well, unfortunately, my work schedule does not allow me to shoutcast at specific days and at times any longer. I do work the afternoon shift, meaning I don't get home until, well, I don't know, 12, midnight, 1 a.m. So a little late to shoutcast for those of us in North America. But for those in Europe, hey, have your coffee, have your tea, whatever you do over there, and tune into Oz at like 6 in the morning? I don't think so. But it's going to end up being rotating days once again. That's just another reason why I haven't been able to shoutcast any clan-based matches, because those interfere. I am being told thank you as I turn around and look at Hot Lips that Schminky Boy is in the 6th. That's her clan. I better watch what I say now, because she can reach over and smack me in the head. So if you hear me yell, you know what that is. But anyways, I am going to try to get back covering some Urban Terror here for Radio ITG. Not sure when, not sure what it's going to be. Hopefully it's going to be clan-based, because I've been talking to Lord and a couple of the other admins over there. Of course, my favorite little Frenchie, Titus. So stay tuned for some clan-based sometime in the near future. And again, Urban Radio will hopefully become a mainstay here on Radio ITG. We'll keep the terror going as we have been since 2001. The usual spattering of comments such as what weapons are tweaked have been continued to be seen throughout Pound Urban Terror and the Urban Terror forums. Other comments, or maybe shall I say criticisms, that have been heard with every release really hold no credibility. We haven't, you know, people ask us, well, what'd you do to this weapon in this last release? Well, you know what? We didn't actually do anything to the weapons in this last release, but some people continue to think every release features weapon tweaks, and that's not always the case, just like this last version. Now you guys have gotten me all sidetracked here, and I can't follow my paperwork. I'm like 9 pages into 15 pages, so come on now. I'm going to take a quick break here. As we go to break, I'm going to hop in the Urban Radio server, and when we come back, I got a whole lot of good stuff for you. It's Oswald. This is Urban Radio right here, Radio ITG. It's dirty, it's a pity. And I do also have to say that after nearly 4 years of development, there has not really been many new features introduced to Urban Terror since about 3.0, which was released August of 2003. Some features are even pre-3.0. And as I alluded to earlier, I've been instructed not to say this is the final version of Urban Terror again on the website. I guess I'll continue to jinx our releases that way. So with all that said, we are working on another patch and another installer for Urban Terror, and we will post updated information on the website in the coming days. Going to back away from the mic here for just a few more minutes, and when we return, we'll check in on the Urban Radio server. This week, Heidi's 6th Floor Hideaway is where we're playing. Drop in, check out the action. Once again, you are tuned in to Urban Radio right here, Radio ITG, where we take you inside the game.
Would you like some of this?
Drop it on the LG style, and a nice jump pad assault on the quad demon by Ricky. He's down through the rocket, and Paul Wall's gonna pick up that quad.
Or some of this.
Dark Templar in quad, killing off several zealots. Nicely done here by Pyrrhus. He's pushing back more Ricky slowly but surely. He's got a Dark Templar to deal with.
How about both?
I love you. I love you too.
This is Radio ITG.
To give what I'm after till the day I die. What I'm after till the day I die. People tend to hate me 'cause I never smile. As I ransack their homes, they wanna shake my hand. Focusing on nowhere, investigating miles. I'm a seeker, I'm a really desperate man.
Welcome back to our new home right here, Radio ITG. Let me try that again. Welcome back to our new home here on Radio ITG. It's Oswald, and you are tuned in to Urban Radio. If you're just tuning in, you've missed quite a bit of the information we had earlier in the show. For those of you who want to listen again or listen for the first time, you can go to www.thesixthfloor.com, click on radio, and get the links to all the previous Urban Radio shows. I also want to say hello to those tuned in over on Game Surge and QuakeNet and Pound Radio ITG. I want to introduce myself again. I am Oswald, Project Coordinator, Public Relations for Silicon Ice Development. We are the mod team behind Quake 3 Mod Urban Terror, and you are listening... Excuse me. You are listening to Urban Radio, a show I've hosted since 2001. It centers around the mod as we truly go inside the game. And I'm also the director of public relations for Radio ITG. And along with Ikabeep, we'll be handling PR duties for Radio ITG using our contacts, writing press releases and such. And I know I look forward to working and learning from her as we have talked a bit about our backgrounds, connections and commonalities as we move forward and what lies ahead. If you would like... your Urban Terror radio, God, can't talk. If you'd like your Urban Terror server spotlighted as the Urban Radio server of the week, then email me, oswald@planetquake.com. I'll get all the details from you, and then we'll pimp your show during, or pimp your server during the show. We'll also drop into the server as we're going to do now and check out all of the gaming action that takes place. And we can do that right now here as I actually am in my server. As I actually got to get the sounds back on there. There's our sound map right now, UT Turnpike. And it's been a while. Actually, I was playing last night for a little bit. Spectator, what am I specking? I don't want Spectator. There we go. Auto join in. We are in the game. UT Turnpike is the map. Cap limit is 8, time unlimited. And there are some slots open. There's only 15 people. Actually, 16 people now. Some of the people I want to say hi to. For dropping in, and I think we have Faith after the nightmare, negative energy, and a name I screwed up earlier, Tekka Cookies or Tech Cookies, something like that. And you know, I always have issues and problems with these names. Banana, as I said, Lancer, Verbrecken, Tias, Sheik, your booty, and it's all good. Playing a little Urban Terror right now. We are on the blue side. We do have the red team's flag. We can hear the shots coming from
down in that back parking lot on the backside of UT Turnpike. In the subway station we go. There goes our flag as we make our way through the lower level of the office here. Hey, I may actually get a kill.
Uh-oh, out of ammo. Ah, there we go. Thank you. That was a satisfying kill. You know why? Because that was Faith. Probably the only person I could kill. Isn't that right, Faith? So anyways, we are on the server. We do this each and every week. If you want your server showcase, and feel free, as I said, to send it me. Send me an email, oswald@planetquake.com. And see, I'm getting comments here. And no, my mic is not fooked. I'm sorry. It's a $400 mic. It is not messed up. Trust me. It's your stream, my friend. Yeah, see, that's what I thought. See, they tell me my mic is messed up. Anyway, we are back, and a couple more minutes here in the Urban Radio server as I take an AK-103 to the head, and I go down. So as I said, you can join that if you want the information. That's Pound Cast over in Pound Urban Terror on Enter the Game. That'll give you all the server information if you actually want to join up and check out all the action. And as I said, each and every week, so I know many of you have servers out there. And if my mic is messed up, it's because I'm talking on the side of it, and you can't hear me very well, but maybe not. Come on, if you look at the webcams, I'm like stretched all the way across my desk here trying to play and talk, and you know what? It doesn't work very well. So I probably feel a bit out of practice when it comes to shoutcasting Urban Terror, but I know for a fact that after a round or two, it'd just be like slipping into a pair of comfortable jeans, and I'd be right back in the saddle. I'm sure many of you know the feeling. Go with driving or flying or riding a bike. Once you learn, you never forget. As I said, this week, Urban Radio server hotties, sixth floor hideaway. Server Hot Lips and I opened up last November, I think, with Play Dedicated, who we pimped earlier in the show. It's located in Texas. It's loaded up with CTF levels, rotating through 16 public client slots, 4 private slots. The levels include Casa, Docs, Rommel, Golgotha, 2, 27, Turnpike, just to name a few. I do believe that we did take out all the
all the community maps we had in there. I know we had UT Eagle in there. We had Laneway 2. We had a couple third-party maps on there, but we removed them temporarily. So if you visit the sixthfloor.com/server.htm, you can see the latest map cycle and settings for each. There's also links to any of the community levels that are not included right now. As I mentioned, no community levels are in the map cycle. And if you want your server showcased, email oswald@planetquake.com. Actually, if you have something you'd like to contribute to Urban Radio, hey, you know what? Use the same email. I'll make every attempt to get your information on an upcoming show. We always take questions online. I idle in a number of channels on many of the IRC networks, including ETG, QuakeNet, and now GameSurge. Thank you, Radio ITG. You can find me in Pound Urban Terror on ETG or QuakeNet, Pound Radio ITG on QuakeNet, and GameSurge during the show. As I don't know why I did that. All you need to do is send me a private message, and I'll look over the question and answer it during the show.
I like the French. I like the French. I'd like to club them with a wrench, 'cause they're whiny and their language doesn't make any sense. I like the French. I like the French. They've got that European stench. Their borders are open, but their rectums are clenched. I like great French thought, the wisdom Jerry Lewis taught. Think of all the many things they've done to impress. There's wine and whiners and mimes and burlesque. I like their rich French food and their never-ending gratitude. Arrogance that they exude. Their chicks have hairy armpits and their waiters are rude. I like the French. I like the French. Their politicians make no sense. We'll give them Jerry Lewis if they jump in our trench.
Oh. The French.
Yeah, that's right. Who doesn't like the French? A little thing I picked up off another radio show.
Love the French, seriously, and I mean that from the bottom of my... I wonder how...
It's just something I had to play. I heard it, and I was laughing my ass off. And I know Barbecue, who's one of the SID members, I know where he knows where I got that from, but just sort of funny. I don't want to sing it. I like the French, but it's just pretty funny. I had to share that with you. And like I said, the only Frenchie I know who I always give a hard time is Titus, one of the admins' clan base. So I sort of played that in his honor. Just thought it was something funny. Thought you guys would like to hear it. So, yeah, there's Barbecue. He's laughing. So anyways, one of the main tools used to communicate between the development team and within the community are the Urban Terror forums. And in the past month or so, we've run into a string of bad luck. Luck actually had nothing to do with it, but Ghost and a giant black dude have busted their asses to get the forums secured and back online. And we recently reopened the forums, I believe, 2 weeks ago, this coming Friday, if memory serves me correct. unfortunately, we lost all the previous posts once again, but Ghost was able to back those up on an old forum, so you can check out all the previous posts that we had up there. We were able to retain the user database, which is some saving grace, I guess. We are still having some issues, but hopefully the forums remain online. We'll not have to put them down due to the asshat factor again. I do want to thank, once again, Ghost and the Giant Black Dude for all the work they've done with the forums. There are some changes coming after the completion of Urban Terror for Quake 3 and Enemy Territory. And while we're not really commenting on what those changes are, we do hope many who enjoy the mod, or shall I say mods, will continue to support the development team in whatever future endeavors we may partake in. One of the more difficult tasks is trying to keep gamers interested. Somehow we've done it. Now, you know, we have 184 people in, excuse me, in Pound Urban here, which is pretty cool. I mean, we've been more or less right around 200 for the past, I don't know, year and a half, 2 years. So we know people still play the game. I know we're no Counter-Strike with 80 bazillion people playing, but you know we do have a very strong group of gamers who continue to follow Urban Terror and what we have done. So hopefully many of you will continue to follow whatever we do. I know a lot of new games have come out. One I just picked up, Battlefield Vietnam. America's Army is out there. So, you know, a lot of people, a lot of new games. And for some reason, people continue to come back to Urban Terror. And you know what? That makes us feel very good. And we do want to thank everybody out there who has supported Urban Terror, be it for one day, 1 year, or 3 years. Thank you to all. One of the more difficult tasks as a shoutcaster is to actually get listener participation. Try to use their Urban Radio server as a means to get gamers involved. I've tried to hold contests, but listeners, and I know I'm going to get flamed for this, listeners usually want something in return for winning a contest or answering a question. But for next week, and hopefully there is some participation, I want gamers to give me their greatest Urban Terror moment. Take a few minutes, fire me off an email, oswald@planetquake.com, and depending on the responses I get, I'll dedicate a segment of the show to talking about your greatest Urban Terror moments. Some of the greatest Urban Terror moments I've had haven't come from behind a G36, but have actually come from behind the mic, shoutcasting Open Cup or Nations Cup action from Clan Base. For example, in a cup match, and I believe it was an Open Cup match, a few seasons ago between the Abject and Crypt 54, we were on Village. This was the old version of Village. Both teams spawned, and I believe they made their way to the patio area above the catapult. Teams lined up apart from each other, you know, like a scene out of Braveheart or something. And, of course, it was on a much smaller scale. But when the clock ticked down to something like 3 minutes, the ass-kicking began. And literally, it was ass-kicking. They were out there using their Bover boots and kicking the opposing team to death. It was a great moment, and, you know, if I had it queued, I would play it. But, you know, I didn't know. I'm like, what the hell's going on here? Both the teams have stopped fighting. They're lining up, and we just sat there for like a minute waiting for the clock to tick down, and then suddenly they just let the ass-kicking begin. It was just hilarious. That's one of the great moments I had. There's been a lot just shoutcasting. You get to see most of the action, unlike a player where you may make some matrix type move and shoot two guys in the head and cap the flag. You know, that's all you see. You may not see what happens on the other side of the map like a shoutcaster would. So I feel very, very fortunate to catch a lot of this action. So just that's one of my greatest moments, and not to mention very, very funny. And, you know, you just leave it up to the Danes and the Swedes to do something like that. So remember, you do have a homework assignment before next week's show. Email me, oswald@planetquake.com. Repeat it after me, oswald@planetquake.com, with your greatest Urban Terror moment, and we'll make sure we dedicate a segment of the show next week when we go live. So I'm going to take my final break here. We're getting to the last segment of action. And when we come back, we'll wrap things up. It's Oswald. This is Urban Radio right here in the home of the show, Radio ITG. Yeah, my favorite little Frenchie is in the game. There's Titus. Trigger happy chill is Titus. What's up, my friend? As I were coming slowly back from break.
My best friend's girl.
Great song here. So we are coming back here as music.
The Urban Radio server, Bug Dave, as I said, Titus a little bit earlier, mutters from GB Casualty. Valkyr, Lance, you're still hanging out there. Lord of Doom from UTZ, Urban Terrorists. He's hanging out in and out. So some good participation today in the Urban Radio server. I do want to thank everybody who has joined in and played a little Urban Terror today during the radio show. In order to keep the community abreast on the upcoming port of Urban Terror, enemy territory, or shall I say the enemy territory, Urban
TUT for short, we have created an ET collection of graphics and text that we began posting each Monday on the forums to inform the community of our progress. Unfortunately, with the instability of the forums recently, we've had to move the feature onto the website where the content has been updated each week. As I seem to, that sucks. Seem to have some more issues here with my connection. And yeah, I'm not sure why the sound's fuxed, but you know what? We're almost done, so you know what? I'm just going to cut it off here and say thanks to everybody who has tuned in. And go check out all the problems I have, because you know what? I'm not really sure what's causing this. I'm not sure why my mic would be causing it, but we'll have to check it out. Anyways, it's Oswald. I do want to say thank you for tuning in. I do want to thank my new host, Radio ITG, for all their love. From Blanks to Wheat to Trav to Trillion to DA to all those I've worked with previously. Thanks to everybody in the Urban Terror community for the support. And I'll have the Shoutcast uploaded in just a bit. And we will leave information on thesixthfloor.com for the upcoming show. Thanks again. It's Oswald. Radio ITG, I'm out.
Over. All right, well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.